The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
On my right, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. On my left, David Franklin and Frank Muir. Beside me, a charming scorer. In front of me, lots of musical questions and a highly intellectual audience. More applause? No, never mind. Some classical themes, first of all, round one. You'll recognise them at once, gentlemen. Two marks, if you do, and an extra mark for the name of the composer. And we begin, as always, with David Franklin. And for you, David, a gay gallop. It's a good start to the show, David. You know, it's
very good start. Would you care to give me a trifling little clue, like, for instance, the first six letters of the composer's name?
I'll give you the first four letters of the title. How would that be a help, all right? L-A-B-O.
L-A-B-O?
Yes.
Laboratory.
L-A-B-O?
L-A-B-O, yes.
I asked for the first six.
Well, I'll have to ask the other side. Shall I give him the first six?
Well, I think I know it, so I don't know what to say.
I'll give you the first six, four half marks or something, yes. L-A-B-O-U-T.
Layabout.
I'm going to come in here and say you don't know it, do you?
I haven't the faintest idea.
No, La Boutique Fantasque.
Oh.
I didn't say where the spaces between the words came.
Oh.
For one mark, who wrote it? Do you know, for one mark?
La Boutique Fantasque, Frenchman.
No. It was Rossini, an Italian gentleman. No marks, I'm afraid. See if Dennis Norden can get us off the ground with his.
This isn't a boutique at all. This is the... They always give the easier ones to the ignoramuses on the team. This is the Unfurnished Symphony by Schubert.
In one flat, yes. Yeah. Yes, Schubert, Unfurnished Symphony number, you happen to know?
No, but I should say the money that you dock them for giving them four letters... You can
oh,
take
don't
that
worry.
Much off my.
No, don't worry, you've got three marks.
We know why it was unfinished. It was to leave room for the commercial.
Three marks. Sue Dennis Norden, anyway, for that. Oh, who wrote it? Did you say?
I said Schubert.
You said
yeah.
Schubert, yes. I nearly said it myself. Yes, three marks there. And Ian Wallace's turn.
Mr. Verdi, yes, is a composer, and I would say it was one of the entr'actes from the opera La Traviata.
Not so much entr'actes as pre-act.
Prelude.
All right, yes, for three marks. From the Prelude to La Traviata by Verdi, and Frank Muir's turn.
Supposed to know this sort of thing. Oh, so sorry.
Do you know what it is?
What?
That music.
Yes, well, no. No, I don't really know. It's Tchaikovsky, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And it's very lovely. And it goes... It's that Tchaikovsky piece which goes...
Yes. Well, you get one mark for reviewing it so well.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a symphony that he wrote, and he turned to his wife and said, "What do you think?" And she said, "Pathetic." Ever since.
Yes, 3 marks to you, which is more than Tchaikovsky's wife gave him. A round of quick opera composers. Well, no, a quick...
But one-act opera. Yeah.
Written in 2 days.
Yes, come think of it, a quick round of opera composers.
Instant opera.
I give you the name of the opera, and for 2 marks, will you please give me the name of its composer? David Franklin, La Gioconda.
It's, Ponchielli.
Yes, that's right.
Is that quick enough?
Yes, very good. Yes, 2 marks for Ponchielli. Dennis Norton, Oberon.
Now, we slow down a bit now. Oberon, you write it. The aria is Come Over on the Sunny Side. it's written by... What?
Written by Ian Wallace. Oh, right.
deduct 2 marks for bad handwriting, but it's Weber.
Yes. Ian's opinion of your musical knowledge is so terrible, he writes them down phonetically now.
He writes them down before the music starts.
By V-A-Y-B-A. That's right, Weber. Otherwise known as Weber.
It's V-A-B-E-R.
And Ian, it's your turn and you're on your own. Who wrote Lakme?
It wasn't Delibes,
wasn't it?
No.
Yes. Oh, you're very quick. Yes, it was. Yes, you were right the second time. It was Delibes, not it wasn't. 2 marks for Delibes and, Frank Muir, Lucrezia Borgia.
Oh, yes. Some poison or poisons unknown.
Was it she?
Donna?
Donna Chetty.
No, put it down phonetically for us.
Steve will know. Donny Chetty. Does that strike a chord at all?
Give or take it. Yes, Donny Chetty. The score, incidentally, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden lead at the moment by 2 marks. But that's only for the moment. Next round, song lyrics. David Franklin, if I could get you all to myself alone, where would I like to be?
Oh, on a slow boat to China.
Yes, that's right. 2 marks, yes. Dennis, oh, Fred, tell them to stop. What was upsetting who? Or whom?
That was the cry of Mariah. Yes. But the more she said woe, the more they would go, and the swing went a little bit high.
Yes. Fragonard painted it.
Yes. Yes. Fred Fragonard. Yes. 2 marks, then. Ian, rather more complicated one for you, of course. In Surrey with a Fringe on Top, what can you tell me, please, about the wheels, the upholstery, the dashboard and the curtains?
Oh. Isinglass curtains.
Yes.
The upholstery...
I've got a good mind to get the audience to sing it to you. Come here, ready? The wheels are...
I'm leather.
Thank you. 2 marks to Ian Wallace.
Thank you very much. But I did get the isinglass curtains on there. Whatever they are.
Frank, like my dreams, they fade and die. What do?
Oh, yes. Bubbles.
Yes, because
which
of...
I am forever. I'm forever blowing them in the air, and up they go high till they almost reach the sky.
Nearly reach the sky.
Yum.
Moving on to another round. Round of people with distinctive sounds. 2 marks for identifying them. So we're back to the music, and some music for you, David.
It's
David, give or take an umlaut. What's that?
This is an Austrian choir, is it?
No.
It's a German choir?
Yes.
Boys' choir or girls' choir?
I don't really know. It's a children's choir, as far as I'm concerned. Children's
mixed
choir.
Infants.
Let's say mixed infants.
I don't know. No marks.
It's not anything. It's the Obernkirchen Children's Choir. Their famous record of A Happy Wanderer. And Obernkirchen, in answer to your next question, is 9 miles east of Minden in West Germany. Moving hastily on now to some music for Dennis.
Chloe. Chloe. Someone's calling.
Hello?
Dennis, one mark for the group, one for the singer.
Oh, that's tough. Spike Jones, City Slickers.
Yes.
Ah, you've nailed me on the other one.
Guess and you'll be right.
Spike Jones.
No. Second guess.
We can't be right. City Slicker because it is. I don't know.
You don't know, really. Red Ingle.
Red Ingle.
Yeah. Spike Jones, one mark. Red Ingle, no marks, I'm afraid. Ian Wallace, who's this?
Slap that face, slap the pillow busy, slap that face, keep the rhythm busy, zoom, 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 misery, you got to go.
It's hardly worth wasting the time in asking you.
That's my generation, all right. Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire, yes. Two marks for that. And Frank Stern.
Is Red Ingle?
I don't know his name.
I'll tell you his name, Beliath.
Yeah. Isn't it the Red Army Ensemble?
It is indeed. Yes. Kalinka, the name of the tune, Beliath the singer. It was indeed the Red Army Ensemble. Quite right for two marks. Now we go all verbal for a bit. Musical general knowledge for two marks. David, why is a promenade concert not a promenade concert? And can you enlarge upon the fact?
Yes, well, it's because it's Thursday. His father's name is.
Too many people go there. They can't walk. They can't walk.
Yes, that's right. They did once walk, did they?
No.
Yes.
Well, they did. not so much to say walk. It sort of shifted from one foot to the other.
They still do that sometimes at the proms, yeah. Yes, the original promenade concert.
Ah, now you're going back to the 18th century, to Vauxhall Gardens. That isn't on your bit of paper, is it?
No, I'm going back to the first half of the 19th century, during which time Vauxhall Gardens shut down, if my memory serves me correctly. To the French conductors Julien and Buzard, in the first half of the 19th, introduced concerts at which people did walk around. You were saying that, in effect, weren't you, really? They don't walk about anymore.
Indeed I was. That's my position.
Yes, and you get two marks for your position.
What about a brass band on the front at Brighton? Is that a promenade?
I suppose that would have done equally well, wouldn't it? Dennis, your turn. Who composed the Frog Quartet, and why was it so called?
The only Frog Quartet I know of. Compagnon de la Chanson. Why is it so called? Composed by H. de Vere Tadpole. No. I don't know. Ian.
I'll take a mark off and tell you it was Haydn. Now, why is it called the Frog Quartet?
Because, according to a tipster that I have, nearly everything of his was named after an animal.
No, the chief theme in the finale has a reminiscent croaking sound. Somebody called it the Frog Quartet. Ian, which celebrated English soprano became famous on the French opera stage and then changed the spelling of her name so that Frenchmen would say it correctly?
It was Florrie Ford, who changed her name to Florrie Citroën.
I can't improve on that. but I suspect the right answer might have been Maggie Tate.
Yes, for 2 marks.
Changed it presumably from T-A-T to T-E-Y-T-E.
That's right, Dame Maggie Tate. Frankly,
the right answer gets nothing.
No, 2 marks.
It's a process known in France as tête-à-tête. Yes.
Oh, shut up.
It's over tiredness.
Well, the shut-up came from Frank Miller. Frank, it's your turn now. What do the musical initials VS stand for?
I don't know.
VS.
What?
Noted for your snappy reports.
Go back to the beginning and start again.
Your mate backed the wrong horse there. He's thinking of Da Capo. This is...
You're thinking of what?
No. He'll tell you after the show.
Vile horse.
VS. Anybody in the audience know? Thank you very much, Volte.
Whenever I see VS, I always go back to the beginning and start again. That's why your concerts take so long. Oh, what's the clever catch answer?
Now, it means turn over quickly. If you're a pianist and you've got to get to the bottom of the page, you'd normally turn over fairly quickly. If the composer knows, or the typesetter, I suppose, or whoever the engraver knows that there's something rather difficult over the page, he puts VS, turn over quickly, because you need to see the next bit. No marks there. Next round concerns the silver screen. Tunes from films. For 2 marks, can you please name not the tune, unless they happen to be the same, but the name of the film. David, your turn.
Do no better than give the answer that I've given on several previous occasions. It's always been right. The Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, I've got nothing to say except that you're wrong.
No marks?
No, well, unless its subtitle was Days of Wine and Roses, was it?
Is that the name of a film?
Yes, the name of the tune too, the name of that nice record by Pepe Jaramillo. Days of Wine and Roses, no marks, I'm afraid, to David. That's Dennis, right. Here's the music for you.
Called Moore, I have an idea. It's an originally Italian song, and nobody in the audience knows it, so I'm trying to push off over.
Shall I give you a clue? Shall I give him a clue?
Yeah.
It's a dog's life.
That's it. You played the hell out of me.
Mondo Carne.
Yes, thank you very much. Mondo Carne. Yes. Difficult one, so we'll give you your two for that. Ian, your turn.
Yes, I know that. My collaborator has an idea that it might be the Inn of the Sixth Happiness.
Yes, you're absolutely right. For 2 marks. That, yes, the children's marching. So, Knick Knack Paddywhack is the title I call it. Anyway, you're right, of course. The Inn of the Sixth Happiness is the film. Thanks, Dylan.
No, you don't want that bit, I know, do you? It's Que Sera Sera, And it won an Oscar for being a jolly good tune to put on the front of a film. It was so good a tune, it's obliterated any memory of the film. Doris Day connected with it.
That's right, Doris
Hard
Day.
Hard Day's Night. Was it one of those funnies? Was it a
The title's rather a serious one, as a matter of fact. It sounds to me like a I didn't see the film, but it sounds to me like a thriller from the title.
It's a Hitchcock film.
I think it might well have been, yes. James Stewart and Doris Day were in the thing. Frank Chatfield made that record.
So he got stabbed in the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, how
smashing. I don't think you know, Frank, do you?
No, well, que sera, sera.
I can't give you a clue without telling you too much, really. The Man Who Knew Too Much was the title of the film. Well, I tried,
but no. It was a remake, wasn't it?
Twice, yes, you made it twice.
Oh, was it Hitchcock, The Man Who Knew Too Much?
Yes, yes, twice.
Now a round of popular old songs played by Graham Daly. Can you pick up where he left off, please, teams, with the words? Uh-huh. David.
Beside the seaside, I do like to be beside the sea. Oh, I do like to stroll along the pom 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 when the brass band plays tiddly on pom pom. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. That's enough for three.
It's enough for three marks, actually, yes, three marks. What's the title of the song, David?
I do like to be beside the seaside.
Very good, yes. No extra marks for that. I don't know this song, but I think perhaps Dennis, well, I hope Dennis will.
No, I don't know it at all. It's a name. Is it a name of somebody? It's like Charlie.
Yes, it...
Oh. Arthur. Arthur.
Try girls.
To take a
Try some girls.
Try some girls.
It can't be Chloe.
It's not Sally either, because they've kind of ventured in there.
I can't really help you, can I don't think.
Martha.
Gangster's girlfriend.
Molly.
Yes.
Molly. You just Molly, please put up your brolly. You're digging it right in my all together now.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a mark, but I didn't know this one either. Molly, Molly, I'm so melancholy when I'm far away from you. Anyway, a mark. I think that's generous, yes. And a song from Ian Wallace.
Stand by for blasting.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, when the sun sets.
Oh, heavens.
Up a bit, Aiden. Where me and my true love were ever wont again. By the bonny, bonny banks, oh, Loch Lomond.
Yes, three marks.
No marks for that in Scotland.
it's a lovely English song, to be sure, isn't it, there? Yeah. lovely Scott song. This bit of singing we get from Ian is so nice. I'm going to ask you, Ian, to sing us the chorus in any key of your choice. Come on. Oh, you'll take the high road. Come on.
Oh, you'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland
never fails in. After a bit of community singing, the audience will always applaud itself. Never fails.
Where were you on Molly?
When I needed you.
Let's have a mute audience for the moment now and a bit of singing from Frank Miller.
Hey, who's going to hold you?
Who's going to hold you while you're tight?
I
love you. I do.
Who's the lucky boy going your way?
Who's going your way? To kiss you good night. Your door.
At your doorway.
Taking you home tonight. Darling, it's plain to see I'm praying.
Pleading.
Please let it be me.
Not bad, dead drunk.
For 3 marks. Well, that, I'm afraid, brings us to the end of this edition of My Music, in which Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden win by 4.5 marks. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.